Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen, speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Yes, good afternoon. His name is James Morton.
James Melton? Okay, go ahead and transfer him over.
Yeah, he's on the line. Thank you.
All right,
He'll go
thank
over
you.
it.
Hi, James. My name is Shireen, and I will be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yeah, never have.
Okay. And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, me myself.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. And how are you doing now?
Yeah, now I'm cancer free.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. Do you by chance happen to know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
Yes, it was the diffuse large B
B
cell
cell?
lymphoma.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. A lot of questions are a little bit repetitive, so bear with me. Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what year were you diagnosed, or what was the date you were diagnosed?
The day I was diagnosed was, I want to say, May 14th, 2019.
May 14, 2009, 2019.
19, yes.
Okay. And then how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 28.
Oh my gosh, so young. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thank you. It was a blessing to get out of that.
And where did you spray Roundup? Was that at home or at work?
No, it was actually at home, in my backyard, actually.
Okay. And do you have the address of where you sprayed it at home?
4701 Beechwood Street, Bakersfield, California, 93309.
Okay, let's see. So I have 4701 Beechwood Street in Bakersfield, California, zip code 93309.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
No, not at that time, no.
No? Okay. And then how many years did you spray Roundup for?
8 years.
8 years? And did you spray Roundup for at least 10
Yeah.
days or more in your lifetime?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone
This is my cell phone.
a landline? Okay. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the following questions are going to be yes or no's based off of your past and present medical history. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS?
No, ma'am.
Autoimmune disease?
No, ma'am.
Organ transplant?
No, ma'am.
Hepatitis B or C?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Epstein-Barr or lupus?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
Cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
And a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then, can you spell your first name for me?
James.
Okay, thank you. And then your last name, is it MOTTON?
TTON. Yes,
Okay.
ma'am.
And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Okay. And do you have a suffix in your name?
Middle name?
Do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior, senior?
Oh, no.
And are you currently married?
No.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth, please?
7/23/91.
And can I get your full social?
530-592-762.
Thank you so much. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
It was, you said, like, how did I find out it came from Roundup?
How did you first learn of the connection? Yeah.
It was basically, like, I had a few symptoms, and then I went and got diagnosed.
Okay. And was it the doctor that mentioned that there was a correlation?
Yeah, they did a test, and it came back positive, a biopsy.
Okay, and they told you it might have been because of Roundup?
Yeah, the Roundup came, it was in there. It was traces of Roundup in my results.
Okay, thank you so much.
In my biopsy.
Okay, and then what date was that? Do you remember when you learned about the connection?
Yeah, I got diagnosed. I got diagnosed May 14th, 2019.
So that's when you learned the connection?
Yeah.
Once and then
I got
what,
tested and all that.
And what is your height and weight?
But I got, my height is, 175.
Okay, and then can I get your email, please?
jmotton0723@gmail.com.
Okay, and then the phone number I have for you. Go ahead.
I want to say I got tested before I got diagnosed. I got tested like May 7th, 2019.
Okay, so that was when you learned of the connection?
Yeah, that's when I learned. I got the results, yeah.
Okay. And then the phone number I have for you is 661-201-0987?
Perfect.
And then is this your mobile or your home number?
Mobile. Home, okay. Mobile.
Okay, so both?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how many times a year would you estimate that you used Roundup?
I want to say 2-3 times a month.
Okay, and then was it every month out of the year?
Every month, yeah, I would say that.
Okay, so the math on that would be roughly around 24 to 36 times a year?
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay, if you had to pick a number, what would you pick?
Yeah, that's about right. I would say like 27 or something, 29.
All right, 29?
Yeah.
And then did you stay Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Oh, yeah, for
okay.
sure.
And then what year and month did you start spraying Roundup, if you had to estimate?
The last question you asked me, did I use it for a year before getting diagnosed?
At least one full year before your diagnosis in your lifetime.
Yeah.
And then what month and year?
Yeah, I want to say June 2011.
June, okay. And then when did you stop spraying Roundup?
I went around May 2019.
Okay. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And then where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied?
It was the grass in my backyard.
Okay, so residential?
It wasn't like a football field, but yeah, residential for sure, yeah.
And in your backyard, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm the state you used the product in is California?
California, yeah.
And then what was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
Okay. And then how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly. I used it like with a sprayer.
Okay. And did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yeah.
And how were you first exposed? Was it using it at home?
Yeah.
Okay. And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it all the time?
When it was being used, yeah, I was always present, yeah.
Okay. And then how many, if you had to estimate, how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime?
Oh, man. A lot. I think estimate within that whole 8-year span, really.
Okay. If you had to pick a number.
You said how many times? I would say about 30.
Okay. And do you get your water from a well?
No, I don't.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
Really, both, like whatever I could get, really mixed and concentrated.
Okay, so for both. All right, I'm just writing that down. And do you remember the store where you purchased the Roundup?
Oh, yeah, Home Depot.
Home Depot. And then do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases? It's okay if not.
Yeah, I don't think from back then, though.
Okay, and do you have any Roundup in your possession currently?
Oh, no.
And then the attorneys do ask if you happen to run into any Roundup possession or receipts or anything like that, do not destroy or tamper with it, only because it'll help your case, okay?
Perfect.
And have you ever smoked?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. And how many years did you smoke for?
I haven't smoked. Man, that was before that. I would say almost a year.
A year, okay. And are you currently employed?
Self-employed.
Self-employed. Alrighty. And what is your job title?
Barber.
Okay. And then do you have an address for where you, for your employer? Or would it be your home address?
Yeah, you could use home address.
Okay, and is that home address the same one you gave me a little bit earlier?
Yeah, the 4701.
Okay, 4701 Beechwood Street in Bakersfield, California, 93309.
Yes, ma'am.
And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
When I was going through it, yeah, I did.
Okay. And do you remember the dates that you were unable to work?
I don't remember those exactly, I'm going to be honest.
Okay, if you have to estimate.
Oh, I would say, like, it was rough because I was going to the hospital. I took time off. I would say... I took a lot of time because I was going to the hospital every 6 months for 3 years. So what would that be?
Every 6 months for 3 years? So...
Yeah. I would say I took a cool while. I couldn't work for sure. It was a cool minute. So okay. I would just say...
So in and out within 3 years from May 2019 to May 2022?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Accidentally trying to...
And have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuit?
No, ma'am.
And have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No, ma'am.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No, ma'am.
And other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yeah, when I was like 18, 19.
Okay, what year was that?
Man, I wanted to say that was like 2011.
2011, and what was the crime, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah.
I do have to put notes in.
It was like a burglary.
Okay. Give me one second. I don't remember how to spell burglary.
B-U-R-G-L-A-R-Y.
Huh. All right, thank you. Alrighty. And then in regards to the doctor that diagnosed you, do you have your doctor's name?
Yes, Ricardo Salas, S-A-L-A-N.
And that is in Bakersfield?
Yes, Bakersfield, California.
Okay, so I have Ricardo Salas. And the address I have for him on Google is 2620 Chester Ave, Bakersfield, California, zip code 93301. Is that correct?
Yeah, 2615 Chester Ave, yes, 93301.
2615 or 2620?
You just Googled it. It could be 20.
Okay. I could put 15 down. If you remember as 2615, I could put down 2615.
Yeah, okay. That's what I remember.
Okay. And then the phone number. Do you have his phone number?
I don't have his phone number.
On Google, it says 661-323-4673. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
I don't. He should have everything, though.
Okay, but there is proof that there is a diagnosis and a medical record that shows that diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay. And then was it the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you happen to know the name of the hospital or the facility where he treated you?
It is Adventist Health, same spot.
Adventist Health?
Adventist Health, Mexico.
Okay, so I have Adventist Health, Bakersfield. Okay. And then what was the date that you started your treatment?
The day I started my treatment, I want to say, was May 21st, 2019.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what type of treatment did you receive?
I had a few treatments. Chemo, immunotherapy, and I was on pain meds.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for that information. And then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Oh, man. I felt I was once disabled. It made me stronger, I feel. But, yeah, it was out of a 10, it impacted my life a 10.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm happy to hear you're doing better now, and I'm happy that it made you stronger.
Yes, indeed.
And then I just want to confirm for the address once again. I have 47. Your current full address is 4701 Beechwood Street in Bakersfield, California, zip code 93309.
Yes.
And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
She does. What number do you have?
I don't have a number yet for your emergency contact.
Oh, yeah, 661.
661?
865.
865? 7869. And do we have permission to contact this person?
Yes, if you can get a hold of me, sure.
Okay, and who is this person to you?
Girlfriend.
Okay, and then can I get her first and last name, please?
Brittany.
B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y.
B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y. Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
Okay, so I have B-R-I, for her first name, I have B-R-I-T-T-I-A-N-Y. I'm sorry, I can't. B-R-I-T-T-I-A-N-Y.
And then Thompson.
T-H-O-M-P-S-O. Okay.
P-S-O-N.
I do have to say it out loud. I'm sorry. T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I just want to review the information with you to make sure I have everything correct. So you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma around May 14, 2019. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you sprayed Roundup at home at the address of 4701 Beechwood Street, Bakersfield, California.
Correct.
Zip code 93309. And you sprayed Roundup for 8 years. And I have your name as James Moten. James spelled J-A-M-E-S. Moten spelled M-O-T-T-O-N.
Correct.
And I have your date of birth as July 23rd, 1991.
Correct.
And I have your social security number as 530-59-2762.
What you said? Whose number? Say it again.
Your social security number as 530.
Oh, yeah, 2762.
All right,
yeah,
I'll say
2762.
2762. I'm sorry. Okay, and then I have your height and weight as 6'2", 175 pounds. I have your email as jmoten0723@gmail.com, and I have your phone number as 661-201-0987.
Correct.
Okay. And I have your employer as a barber, self-employed, at the address of 4701 Beechwood Street, Bakersfield, California, zip code 93309. And then in regards to police record, I have a 2011 burglary.
Correct.
Okay. And then I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Ricardo Salas. His phone number is 661-323-4673. And we have his address as 2615 Chester Ave in Bakersfield, California, zip code 93301.
Correct.
And the facility name is Adventist Health in Bakersfield. Started treatment May 21st, 2019. And you received chemotherapy and immunotherapy and pain medication. And then once again, I do have your current address as 4701 Beechwood Street in Bakersfield, Kern County, California, zip code 93309. And I have your emergency contact as your girlfriend that lives with you. Her phone number is 661-865-7869. And her first name is spelled B-R-I-T-T-I-A-N-Y. Last name Thompson, spelled T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
All right.
All right, perfect. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. You just have to make sure everything's kind of spelled correctly. Let me know once you receive that text, and then I can walk you through it. I'll have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone right now.
Okay. Okay. You're going to send a text or email?
I'm going to send it through the text. I'm going to send it to both, but... I'm sorry, say that again.
Is it the Zoho sign?
No, it just sent to you right now. I sent it through text and email. It's going to be easier to open through text.
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead and click on the link, and then you're going to click through the yellow buttons. The yellow buttons will direct you where to sign, and then you kind of just keep hitting continue, continue, continue until you're all done.
Okay. Continue. Please sign.
In the meantime, I'm going to send you a text with my information. If you need anything at all, you can always contact me. Or if you bump into anyone that used Roundup that was affected by it, you can send them my contact information. I'd be more than happy to help them, okay?
Okay, cool. Draw my signature. I said I'm done.
Okay, let me see on my end. Okay, perfect. With that being said, James, I do want to thank you so much for your time and being super patient with me on the phone. I really appreciate it. With that being said, I'm really, really happy to hear that you're doing better. If you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to contact me. If I need anything from you, I will be contacting you from that 949 number. And then with that being said as well, within the next 24 to 48 hours, the attorneys are going to be contacting you, verifying the case with you. Should take about 10 minutes or so. The attorneys can't start working on your case until they speak with you on the phone. So please be aware of that and make sure you pick up their call when they call you. If you have any questions for them regarding, you know, time frame, things like that, they'll have answers for you. So when you speak to them on the phone, you can ask them all those questions as well. But it was a pleasure speaking with you. Again, if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Okay, James?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
I know. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.